Wouldn't you think that in America today, despite the divide between Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, wouldn't you think that at the very least a Democrat would never ever speak up for something as harsh and cold and cruel as sex selective abortions? Apparently not. Welcome to the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagan. And today, it struck me, I was reading something online here from the Examiner, Washington Examiner, to be exact. It's a story about Representative Mazie Hirono. Probably never heard of her. She's a Democrat from Hawaii. She is now running for a seat in the United States Senate from Hawaii. And she actually defended something that I never thought I'd ever hear any member of the House or Senate, regardless of the party, defend outright. Sex selective abortions. See, the House Republicans want to pass a bill that outlaws abortions that are sex selective. In other words, they want to outlaw allowing abortions because the woman doesn't want a boy or doesn't want a girl. And you would think that every politician in America, every American, could come and be together behind that, wouldn't you think? Apparently not. She criticized also Senate Republicans for opposing abortions instigated because a fetus is a girl. I guess she would criticize it if it was because the baby is a boy as well. But here's what she says. To many cultures, particularly in the Asian culture, this presented the prospect of a doctor grilling an Asian woman, for example. Hirono, who is a Japanese immigrant, by the way, said at the Netroots Nation Convention. Now, the Netroots is a far-left group of leftist bloggers, etc., etc. So she's in welcome company here speaking this vile stuff. Hirono made clear that she did not, let me repeat that, made clear she did not oppose sex-selective abortions. She asked the crowd, how can we criminalize a decision that should be up to the woman and her doctor? So she's A-OK, she's on board with killing a baby in the womb because of its gender. I thought Democrats, liberals, were completely against discrimination. Aren't they always pointing their finger at Republicans screaming sexist? Aren't they now talking about a war on women? Is that one of the planks of the Obama re-election campaign? Is that he's fighting the Republicans because they've declared war on women? Apparently, Mazie Hirono has declared a war on unborn women. Because she doesn't want to stand up, do the right thing, and protect him through legislation. Hirono went on, though. She also maintained that there really is a war on women in Congress. Although President Obama also opposed the ban on sex-selective abortions, Hirono's position is even farther to the left than Obama's, writes the Examiner. We oppose gender discrimination in all its forms. In all its forms, that's from White House Press Secretary, the spokeslayer for the Obama administration. That's what he told reporters back in May, Jay Carney. Apparently declaring that gender-based abortions are discriminatory. This piece of legislation would have the hopefully unintended consequences of criminalizing a failure by a doctor, Carney added. If he or she were somehow to fail to intuit the motivations of a patient. Now, he's talking about opposing the bill for a different reason. Frankly, I look at the bill and say, if someone wants to have an abortion and it's legal for other reasons besides sex selection, they're going to find a way to have it. That's true. But I think it's the right thing, at the very least, for the House, the Senate, to come together, pass a bill, and the president sign it that outlaws specifically sex-selective abortions. I mean, my God, are we really that morally depraved, morally retarded in this country now? Apparently, Mazie Hirono is. Apparently, she has no problem killing an unborn child because of its gender, not because of any defect in the child, not because of rape or incest or anything else. Not that abortion to me is defensible on any grounds, frankly, but just because of sex selection. How far are we from what the Nazis did? When we start having our congresspersons, notice I'm being politically correct saying congresspersons there, how far are we from what Nazi Germany was? Really, I know people, oh my God, you can't make the comparison with Nazi Germany. Yes, you can. Because you know what, Miss Hirono, you're not that far off from what a lot of the bastards in Hitler's Germany were about. Once you disrespect life, I guess you can just make it easy to throw away a human life, can't you? Doesn't matter what it's for. Once you declare an unborn baby unsafe and unfit to be protected by law and common decency, I guess the reasons just get easier and easier, don't they, Miss Hirono? I would tell you to be ashamed of yourself, but frankly, I don't think a moral retard like you, Miss Hirono, has any shame. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator. We'll talk again. And remember, if you're left, you just ain't right.